This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's armed forces have halted a Russian offensive in two cities in the east and are advancing in the south, a senior Ukrainian defense official said on Friday. She said, quote, we had fierce battles, but our soldiers stopped the enemy there. That's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Malar on Ukrainian television. Ukraine is in the early stages of its most ambitious counterattack since Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022 and says it has retaken eight villages, its first substantial gains on the battlefield for 7 months. Ukraine's allies met in London this week for the Ukraine Recovery Conference, a summit aimed at raising the billions of dollars to rebuild Ukraine after Russia's invasion. Henry Ridgewell reports from the British capital.
The World Bank recently put the cost of reconstruction at $411 billion so far, three times Ukraine's gross domestic product. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the conference Wednesday.
There is currently no place in the world where there is a need to construct and rebuild as many objects as in Ukraine. Every new day of Russian aggression brings new ruins.
Ukraine continues to fight Moscow's forces, even as it plans for a new future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
After spending more than two decades building a rigidly controlled political system, Russian President Vladimir Putin is silently watching increasingly raucous infighting that has emerged among top members of his entourage amid the war in Ukraine. Find more at voanews.com.